It was the middle of afternoon, but the coffee shop at Mumbai's Marriott Hotel was brimming with people. Not a single table was empty. A bit unusual for this lazy hour of the day. Maybe it was due to the cyclone warning outside, because of which most people seemed to have overstayed their morning meetings. It had not stopped raining even for a minute since the last 2 days. The BBC Cafe was the best refuge from this weather. The air was filled with mixed smells of coffee and donuts. Rajat conducted most of his morning meetings here. It had become a ritual of sorts for him. Today's meeting ended half an hour ago, and he was supposed to leave for his next one. But he had not moved an inch in the last 30 minutes. More like he couldn't. He barely even blinked. After all, it was after 10 years that he saw her, Soumya Narang, sitting right across the room, beautiful as always and unaware of his frozen state, as he kept on looking at her with the same admiring eyes as he did back in college. She looked pretty much the same, except for her hair color, as he recalled. Caramel brown, blow-dried hair had replaced her red, streaked, wild, wavy hair. He couldn't decide whether he should walk up to her and say, "Hi, how've you been?" and be formal with her, or straight up ask, why did she block his number without letting him explain himself after the farewell fiasco? Or maybe just not walk up to her at all? But while he was contemplating his move, Soumya paid for her coffee and started to walk out of the cafe. It was 2 minutes before he decided to finally go after her. But then he hadn't counted the time he needed to pay for his coffee. Oh, it was the longest ever wait for the bill, he thought impatiently. He paid as fast as he could and made a dash towards the hotel exit. He ran like he was being chased and almost slipped twice on the shiny, slippery, expensive hotel floor tiles that could have broken his bones and sent him to an equally shiny, expensive hospital. He couldn't see her anywhere. Not the lobby, nor at the hotel reception, nor near the valet. She disappeared pretty quickly. He stood there for a while, trying to calm his heart, which was beating supersonically. Finally, when he caught his breath, he realized how late he is for his meeting. He was feeling a bit disappointed for not being able to talk to her, but he couldn't stick around and look for her just in case she was somewhere in the hotel. He was already late, and so he quickly asked the valet to get his car. It was still raining cats and dogs, but he had to leave. The roads were chock-a-block. He had barely moved 50 meters in 20 minutes. And now, along with everyone else, he was stranded at the traffic light as the seemingly angry rains lashed the car windows. Rajat was lost in his thoughts, wondering how far she would have gone if she would have left. And whether she took a cab, or did she take an auto rickshaw? Does she own a car? Maybe she lives in Mumbai itself. Oh, his thoughts were spiraling from one thing to another. Suddenly, he was jolted out of his daydreaming right then with a loud noise. A tree broke right in the middle and fell on top of a car that was just a few meters ahead of him. He immediately got out of his car to check if everyone was okay, but a few had gathered already and helped the driver safely out of the crushed car. It was clearly not a good day to be on the road. He should have stayed home, he thought. Quickly justifying, then how could he have seen her then? He called his clients to cancel all his meetings and took the next U-turn towards the hotel. That was the safest idea for now. Warnings of the cyclone making a landing were only getting stronger, and he lived at another end of Mumbai. No way he could get home either. By the time Rajat got to the hotel, he was tired and feeling cold with his shirt all wet. Using his membership loyalty card, he booked himself a room. He took a hot shower and slept like a log in the cozy hotel robe for 12 straight hours. The next morning when he woke up, it took him a few moments to realize where he was. He reached out to his phone, but the battery was dead, so he got up and put it to charge, made himself a cup of coffee, and just stood there. Outside the room window, he could see broken trees and uprooted roofs. It wasn't raining anymore, though. His stomach rumbled loudly, imitating yesterday's loud storm. Well, this meant it was time for breakfast. He washed up quickly and went to eat. He ordered for scrambled eggs and toast and a plate of cut fruits. Just as he finished up and was on his way out, he saw her again. She was wearing a matching set of shorts and a top and was enjoying her breakfast. Breakfast had always been her favorite meal. He didn't waste time this time and walked up to her. "Hey, Soumya," he said. She looked stunned, but managed to reply. "Hey, Rajat. Oh, hi. Oh, wow." She couldn't believe who she was seeing. "Sorry for interrupting your breakfast," he said. She was always quick to save a situation from awkwardness and invited him to join. "Why don't you join me for breakfast?" she asked. And he was not the one to refuse this invitation, even if it meant eating for 10 people. "Yeah, sure, I'm starving." He ordered for a dosa sambar and sat opposite her. They kept looking at each other for a few minutes, in disbelief, in nostalgia, and with a lot of affection. Soumya broke the silence first. "So, are you visiting Mumbai for work?" "No," he said. "I live here, in Powai. It's a bit far from this location. Actually got stuck here due to the cyclone. How about you?" he asked. She finished the bite in her mouth before replying. "Well, I've been here since a week for the jewelry exhibition at the hotel. In fact, I was supposed to fly out yesterday, but the flight got cancelled." She smiled at the end, and he smiled back, knowing what it meant. She was happy to see him too. Their chemistry was still undeniable. Soumya observed him as he was being served sambar dosa by the staff. He had gained a bit of weight over the years, but his hair still fell in soft waves over his forehead when freshly washed. This was one thing that gave her butterflies back in the day. He was not wearing glasses anymore, but his warmth and his dimpled smile remained unchanged. He was still charming and polite, she noticed. Rajat Mishra. They took the same course in college. She had noticed him looking at her with love-filled eyes in the first year itself, and she too grew to like him from afar. All this time in college, they hung out in the same circle, and neither of the two had made a move. Where she was guarded in the matters of heart, he seemed shy. But it was the third year of college when he spoke to her about something non-academic related. She couldn't forget that day. She had really bad cramps and was holding her stomach tightly, waiting for the class to get over. It was a really long lecture, and she had somehow managed to hide on the last bench in this state. Rajat was observing her. He got up from his seat and slid next to her. "Do you want me to get you something? Painkiller? Or tampons?" She was taken by surprise and thought to herself, "This guy, who never says anything to me, is asking if I need tampons? Unbelievable, but kind of sweet, in a strange way." She took a few seconds to reply, "Sanitary napkins, please, if you can, and a painkiller?" He nodded and slipped through the back of the class to go to the college's medical center. While he was gone, Soumya had a brief moment to process what had happened. "I couldn't say no, thank you, or it's okay. Instead, I said, sanitary napkins. Oh God, this can't be the first real conversation we had in 2 years. Not about this. Come on, Soumya." She was still berating herself when he got back and handed her the stuff. She thanked him. He smiled and went back to his seat. Why was it so comfortable with him? She thought. This was the moment, she thought, and decided to take the lead in their love story. They started dating soon enough. From eating at the college cafe, to playing pool at the gaming zone, to watching movies, they started making all plans together. It felt natural and at the same time exciting for the both of them. It was Soumya who made the move for their first kiss too. It was their friend Sandy's party. They were on their third or fourth beer while enjoying the breeze on the balcony away from the music. The moment was perfect. He was much taller than her, so she stood on her toes and leaned in to kiss him. He wasn't surprised. He pulled her closer. This kiss was the beginning of many more passionate moments for them. There was no stopping them after this. Their romance grew at rocket speed, and they were quite the lovebirds through the entire third year of college. But there was something else that bothered Soumya after a few months of being in a relationship with him. Back in the present time, Soumya and Rajat were done eating their breakfast at the hotel. After chit-chatting about the work, the city, the weather, they knew they were approaching the looming topic. It started with her asking him, "Are you married?" "I'm very much single at the moment. I dated a bit, but nothing long-term. To be honest, my work doesn't leave me with any time," he replied. "And you? Are you married?" he asked. "Yeah, I'm engaged to be married. My partner and I, we met a year ago and decided to take our relationship to the next level very recently." Rajat's face dropped slightly, but then he recovered within a second. It's not as if he was expecting anything else, he thought to himself. He was just really happy to see the only woman he truly ever loved doing well. This was the hard truth he admitted to himself almost a year ago during his therapy session. That she was the only one he was in love with in his entire life. Yeah, a tough fact to stomach in today's times where multiple options are available due to all the dating apps. They quickly checked the time. He was getting late to leave and she too had a flight to catch. It was a sentimental meeting for them both. But the elephant in the room was still unaddressed. They exchanged numbers. This time, Rajat took the lead and asked for it, and she happily agreed. And then they parted ways at the restaurant. As she went back to her room, he went to the reception to complete the checkout formalities. It was taking a while because of the system being slow, so he sat down on the sofa nearby and got lost to that day when it all went wrong. The entire college year, when they were in love, they never once said, "I love you," to each other. Soumya always found it very weird, as they were so much in love in every way and wanted to say it many times. But for this, she didn't want to be the one to take the lead. So she waited. Waited for him to say it. But then she kept on waiting till she decided she will finally make it easier for her shy boyfriend. She organized a surprise for him. It was meant to be after their college farewell party at a friend's empty house, since they both lived with their parents. He went to the house where Soumya was waiting with her surprise preparation. She opened the door. As he rang the bell, he was spellbounded by how beautiful she looked. She was radiating light as she was beaming with excitement. They kissed at the door, and then she led the way to the room. The path from the door to the room was lit up with handmade candles, and there were a few stops on the way. A love letter for every stop. Each letter mapped her feelings for him, starting from the first time she noticed him, till now, when she was head over heels for him. As they entered the room that she had filled with their pictures and flowers and DIY decor items that Soumya made herself for him, she turned him towards the door as it shut. There was a banner saying, "I love you forever and beyond." He hugged her tightly at this point, and they shared the gentlest of kisses ever. As she pulled back, she gently nudged him to say the big three words to her. But Rajat froze. He went quiet. This reaction of his hurt Soumya. But she didn't lose her cool. She tried to comfort him, but his stance didn't change. In fact, it turned cold. It went on for some time where he couldn't get himself to tell her he loves her. Knowing was one thing, but the need to hear it was another. She lost it at this point and asked him if he was even in love with her the same way as she was. All he said was, Soumya, please understand, I can't. And he kept mumbling. She felt betrayed and hurt. Tears kept rolling down her cheeks. Hurt turned into anger, and she pushed him away and left. After that, she blocked his number and never spoke to him again. Never got in touch. No friend of theirs was allowed to share her details either. Back in the present time, after all this time, how he hurt her still pained him. He still regretted making her cry that day. It took him a long time and many therapy sessions to realize why he did what he did. What was the big deal about these three words? Today was the day he had to explain to her why he behaved like that. Right then, he dialed her mobile and asked her to meet him. She sounded surprised, but called him to her room as she was packing to leave. She opened the door and invited him in. They both sat next to each other. "I know it's too late, but I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Soumya, for hurting you back then. I myself didn't know why, but now I do. I had a phobia of the word love. Not the emotion love, but just the word. I had a tough upbringing where I was never told in as many words that I was loved. I was never told by anyone before you that I was loved. Eventually, I started hating the use of the words I love you. Basically, I trained myself not to have any expectations to hear or say it. It was years of suppressing that made me like that. But I healed a few years ago and I finally realized what caused it. I could never reach you, otherwise I would have definitely explained. I'm so sorry." Rajat had tears in his eyes as he poured his heart to her. Soumya too had tears. "I know," she said. Sandy has shared this with me when you shared it with him, but then I had moved on and I didn't want our lives to get disrupted again. "It wasn't easy to move on from you, by the way," she added with a smile. This made him smile too. Soumya was getting late for the flight, so she got up and zipped her bag and prepared to leave. They hugged each other and wished each other well as they parted for the final time today. They went to the lobby and checked out. As the valet pulled his car and she put her luggage in the cab, he went over to whisper in her ears those words he didn't want to carry to his grave. "I love you, Soumya. I always did. I loved you back then too. And this love for you won't ever change, even when we are old and playing with your grandkids." They looked at each other with affection and then sat in their respective cars to carry on with their respective lives. Soumya's phone beeped. Rajat had messaged her. "Thank you for being the first person in my life to say I love you to me. I wish you a happy married life, full of love. My best wishes always." They both were lighter by the time they hit the road. Something they both didn't know they carried the burden of, and the pain was lifted that day. These words, "I love you," so gentle, yet so powerful. Sometimes too heavy, yet so healing.